in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
So kind of problem was with Natal. In fact, we've raised the concern that when they increase the tariffs of electricity, it will affect directly a local government, especially the ordinary citizens of KwaZulu-Natal. Hence, the majority of them, they're unemployed, and some even who are employed, their salaries, in fact, they're unable to maintain them or to assist them to maintain their families. Already, some ratepayers were struggling to buy or to pay for electricity. And looking at the hike, the current hikes, in fact, is going to make the situation even worse, especially even on the emerging business people, the small, medium enterprise, those who are starting their businesses. They're going to be affected directly by these hikes, because the municipalities will have to also increase their tariffs so as to cover. And even the businesses where they are buying their products, they will also find a way of covering, and all will be on the shoulders of the ordinary citizens.
As Salga then, what are you expecting to be the ripple effect of this increase on local economic development?
Salga in the province of KwaZulu-Natal, we're quite concerned that even some of the municipalities were unable to pay for their debts in which they owe the Eskom, and this is making the situation quite very worse. You know what, Felicia? We were of the view as Salka that things are getting worse for everyone. When you look at the natural disaster that took place, and even the other man-made catastrophic disasters, you recall the issue of the looting which took place. Also another one, which is COVID, and the load shedding, as we've already mentioned. People are losing jobs each and every now and then, and there are no new enough job opportunities which are there. We are worried, we are concerned, and I don't know if all important sectors, in fact, have been, in fact, visited to ensure that the economy is still able to be productive and to create job opportunities. Because for local economic development in municipalities, they rely on those emerging business people to provide some job opportunities. Hence, this impact, in fact, the impact of the hikes, will directly affect even those opportunities, which at least I hope for the ordinary people who are unemployed, ordinary people who are employed by earning salaries that cannot keep them to the standard of living.
The real worrying factor here, which is the municipalities, they will experience the increase in July as opposed to the rest of the Eskom customers who will see that increase in April. What challenge will this now pose for them?
Municipalities will be unable to honor even their accounts. When they budget with a view that this is what they intend to offer a service delivery. At the same time, informed by what they will be collecting or what they will be receiving as grants. And looking at this increase being implemented at a time where in their financial year is not beginning, directly it will impact negatively. Whereas we have been lamenting as Salka, that even the equitable share they are receiving is not equitable when you look at what people in fact expect.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.